Summary of the City Council Meeting. June 14, 2021, 5:30 p.m. Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call. Present were Mayor McMurray and Council Members Blessing, Davis, Kovac, Moore, Myers, Novak, Odell, Roach, 9. Call to order. Minutes. Minutes of the regular meeting held June 1, 2021, at 5:30 p.m. as transcribed in the office of the City Clerk. Approved. Special recognitions. None. Acceptance of agenda. Accepted with the addition of Bill Number 1180, 18 Consent Agenda. Passed. Nominations and appointments. File 6/2/21, Mayor McMurray nominates Jill Award, 1912 Strat Avenue, to serve as a member of the Library Board for a term expiring June 30, 2024. She is being reappointed. Approved. File 6/2/21, Mayor McMurray nominates Rosetta Valu Jennings, 2530 Pacific Street, to serve as a member of the Library Board for a term expiring June 30, 2024. She is being reappointed. Approved. File 6/2/21, Councilmember Blessing nominates Greg Hall, 1150 Krug Park Place, to serve as a member of the Landmark Commission for a term expiring June 25, 2024. He is being reappointed. Approved. CONSENTAGENDA, Nominations and Appointments. Cont. File 6/2/21, Councilmember Blessing nominates Marshall White, 1023 Main Street, to serve as a member of the Landmark Commission for a term expiring June 25, 2024. He is replacing Joe N. Brott, whose term will expire on June 25, 2021. Approved. File 6/2/21, Councilmember Blessing nominates Trevor Tutt, 2817 Sylvany Street, to serve as a member of the Landmark Commission for a term expiring June 25, 2024. He is replacing Roger Martin, whose term will expire on June 25, 2021. Approved. File 6/2/21, Councilmember Novak nominates Seth W. Slayton, 2021 Lovers Lane, to serve as a member of the Zoning Board of Adjustment for a term expiring February 23, 2024. He is filling a vacancy on the board. Approved. File 6/2/21, Councilmember Novak nominates Terry Hall, 2609 Felix Street, to serve as a member of the Zoning Board of Adjustment for a term expiring June 14, 2026. He is replacing G. Rent Powers, whose term has expired. Approved. Bills for passage. A bill, number 1152-18, sponsored by Councilmember Kovac, amending section 2155 of the Code of Ordinances entitled Swimming Pools, to remove fees for the Hyde Park Swimming Pool and change the ages for junior and regular admissions. Passed. A bill, number 1127-18, sponsored by Councilmember Myers, authorizing the execution of an agreement for professional services with Cochran Hedvick & Company, P.C. to perform the city's annual audit. Passed. A bill, number 1133-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing the acceptance of a deed of gift for street and storm sewer infrastructure in Mitchell Woods East Subdivision, located east of Ag Expo Drive and south of US 36, from Stephen L. Craig. Passed. A bill, number 1134-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing the acceptance of deeds of gift from DDJ Development, LLC, for street improvements and public sanitary sewer infrastructure, both located in the Button Hill Subdivision. Passed. A bill, number 1135-18, sponsored by Councilmember Roach, authorizing the acceptance of permanent sanitary sewer easements from Christopher D. and Melanie A. Barnes, located at 9 Eastwood Drive, and Walter H. and Rebecca N. Wieners, located at 48 Eastwood Drive, for sanitary sewer maintenance. Passed. CONSENTAGENDA, bills for passage. A bill, number 1155-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing the acceptance of a permanent drainage easement, temporary construction easement, and the execution of an agreement for sale of permanent drainage easement and temporary construction easement with Farber Partnership, LLC, for the bonds for Bridges Woodman Road culvert replacement, rejecting the total amount of $963.37. Passed. A bill, number 1136, 18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing an amendment to the budget to transfer the amount of $70,000 from the Streets Maintenance Fund to the General Fund to replace overtime funds used during the 2020 flood from unused employment services funds. Passed. A bill, number 1137, 18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing the submission and execution of the Federal Transit Administration American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 funding grant application for transit operating assistance, execution of an agreement to receive said grant funds and an amendment to the Mass Transit Fund budget, all in the amount of $2,661,499. Passed. A bill, number 1144, 18, sponsored by Councilmember Moore, authorizing an amendment to the General Fund Community Health Services Program budget to appropriate revenues received from a HIV epidemic, integrated HIV programs for health departments, grant from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services in the amount of $62,647 to be used for prevention activities. Passed. A bill, number 1147, 18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, approving the final plat entitled Mitchell Woods East Plat 3, a replat of Lot 1A of Mitchell Woods East Plat 2, a major commercial subdivision consisting of 1-1 lot proposed for the property located on Corporate Drive, identified as parcel number 07-4.0-17-003-000-006.002, as requested by Sean Duke, on behalf of Stephen Craig. Passed. A bill, number 1148, 18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, approving the final plat entitled St. Florian's, a major commercial subdivision consisting of 1-1 lot proposed for the property located at 4500 Mitchell Avenue, as requested by the City of St. Joseph. Passed. A bill, number 1150, 18, sponsored by Councilmember Roach, authorizing an amendment to the budget to transfer funds from the Water Protection Fund to the General Fund Street Enhancement Use Tax and execution of change order No. 3 with Herzog Contracting Corporation in the amount of $40,000 for the resurfacing of the wastewater treatment plant parking lots and interior roadways. Passed. Resolutions for adoption. A resolution, number 1158, 18, approving the city's 5-5-year fiscal years 2022/2023, 2026/2027 capital improvement program. Adopted. CONSENTAGENDA. Resolutions for adoption. A resolution, number 1159, 18, authorizing the purchase of firefighter turnout gear from Conrad Fire Equipment for the amount of $56,050 for use by the fire department. Adopted. A resolution, number 1170, 18, authorizing the execution of a contract with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services in the amount of $157,200 to provide public health services within the community. Adopted. A resolution, number 1174, 18, authorizing the purchase of 1-1 Paterville 348 roll-off truck in the amount of $159,099 from TLG Paterville Company to be used by the landfill division. Adopted. A resolution, number 1179, 18, appointing an individual to replace a member of the 1/2 cent Parks Sales Tax Citizens Committee, which will review Parks Improvements projects to be included in the Sales Tax Initiative. Adopted.
Asterisk, end of consent agenda. Asterisk, nominations and appointments. File 6/2/21, Mayor McMurray nominate Sharon Wesson, 2711 Douglas Street, to serve as a member of the Library Board for a term expiring June 30, 2024. She is being reappointed. Withdrawn. Bills for passage. A bill, number 1132-18, sponsored by Council Members Myers and Novak, amending section 15-51, use of solid waste storage containers required of chapter 15, exterior property maintenance of the Code of Ordinances, to eliminate the storing of trash bags outside of trash containers that prohibit the contents from being disturbed by animals, insects, or wind. Passed. A bill, number 1143-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, amending Chapter 30, Vehicles for Hire, of the Code of Ordinances, to enact a new Article IV entitled, Dockless Vehicles Electric Scooters, providing regulations for any business desiring such an operation within the city. Passed. A bill, number 1146-18, sponsored by Mayor McMurray, adopting the fiscal year 2021-2022 budget for the City of St. Joseph, Missouri, as set forth in Exhibits A and B. Passed. A bill, number 1142-18, sponsored by Councilmember Myers, amending Chapter 7, Buildings and Building Regulations, of the Code of Ordinances, to add Division 2 to Article VII, Dangerous Buildings, to implement new regulations that are intended to preserve historic buildings and structures and sites through a review process. Ordinance and explanation, letter substituted and passed, emergency bills for passage. None. Resolutions for adoption. A resolution, number 1180-18, sponsored by Councilmember Roach, authorizing the execution of a lump sum contract with St. Joseph Plumbing and Heating in an amount not to exceed $72,000 for the installation of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, HVAC, at the new sewer maintenance facility. Adopted. Bills for first reading. A bill, number 1157-18, sponsored by Councilmember Moore, authorizing an amendment to the Police Department budget in the General Fund in the amount of $32,340 to budget insurance proceeds received for a damaged police vehicle. A bill, number 1160-28, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing the execution of a master agreement for professional engineering and structure fabrication services with Contech Engineered Solutions, LLC. A bill, number 1161-18, sponsored by Councilmember Moore, authorizing an amendment to the Police Department budget in the General Fund in the amount of $10,677 to budget insurance proceeds received for a damaged police vehicle. A bill, number 1162-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing an amendment to the Mass Transit Fund budget and the execution of a lump sum contract with Law and Construction Company, all in the amount of $43,200, for the purchase and installation of new doors at the Transit Administration Building. A bill, number 1163-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing an amendment to the Mass Transit Fund budget and the execution of a lump sum contract with Lee Grover Construction Company, all in the amount of $18,814, for new transit ADA door mechanism replacements. A bill, number 1164-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, approving the preliminary plat entitled Love's 235 Subdivision, a major subdivision consisting of 1-1 lot proposed for the property located at 4601 South Leonard Road, as requested by Harold Willis, agent of Cupola Engineering Group, on behalf of Love's Travel Stop and Country Stores. A bill, number 1165-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, approving the preliminary plat entitled Tall Timber Subdivision, a major subdivision consisting of 1-1 lot proposed for the property located at 3802 Carnes Road, as requested by Glenn Clocka. A bill, number 1166-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, approving the preliminary plat entitled Community of Christ Plat 2, a major subdivision consisting of 2-2 lots proposed for the property located at 5130 Farian, as requested by Lynn Wilson. A bill, number 1167-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, approving the preliminary plat entitled Triumph Foods, a major subdivision consisting of 1-1 lot proposed for the property located at 5302 Stockyards Expressway, as requested by Mark Campbell. B-I-L-L-S-F-O-R-F-I-R-S-T-R-E-A-D-I-N-G, Cond. A bill, number 1168-18, sponsored by council member Odell, redistricting a portion of the property located at 4601 South Leonard Road from M1 Light Manufacturing District to C3 Commercial District, as requested by Harold Willis, agent of Tupola Engineering Group, on behalf of Love's Travel Stop and Country Stores. A bill, number 1169-18, sponsored by council member Odell, redistricting the property located at 1201 Garfield Avenue from M2 Manufacturing District to C3 Commercial District, as requested by Andy Bowen. A bill, number 1171-18, sponsored by council member Davis, authorizing the acceptance of a temporary construction easement and the execution of an agreement for sale of temporary construction easement with the Jenny Nature Earnham Trust for the bonds for Bridget Fifth Avenue Bridge replacement, rejecting the amount of $465.30. A bill, number 1172-18, sponsored by council member Davis, authorizing the acceptance of a permanent drainage easement and temporary construction easement and the execution of an agreement for sale of permanent drainage easement and temporary construction easement with Dina D. McDonnell for the bonds for bridges on Coon Road, rejecting the amount of $213.53. A bill, number 1173-18, sponsored by Councilmember Moore, amending Chapter 20, Offenses and Miscellaneous Provisions of the Code of Ordinances to repeal Section 20-192 entitled, Begging. A bill, number 1175-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, amending Section 28-261, Removal, Storage of Vehicle Unlawfully Parked or Standing of Chapter 28. Traffic and Vehicles of the Code of Ordinances to enact more stringent penalties for illegal use of the River Bluff Trails Park. A bill, number 1176-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, amending Section 21-70, Dirt Bikes, ATVs and Other Similar Motorized Vehicles of Chapter 21, Parks and Recreation of the Code of Ordinances to discourage illegal use of motorized vehicles on the new trail system at River Bluff Trails Park. A bill, number 1177-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, authorizing an amendment to the planning program in the general fund and execution of an agreement with RDG Planning Design to create a comprehensive plan for St. Joseph Wall in the amount of $70,000. A bill, number 1178-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, granting a conditional use permit for the construction of a telecommunications tower at 3802 Carnes Road, as requested by Glenn Clock on behalf of Network Real Estate LLC. Paula Hayes, CMC, City Clerk. 6. 1.